This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Missing FedEx packages numbering in the hundreds have been found.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Black Friday is upon us, and if you've been holding off on your holiday shopping in the hopes of scoring some great discounts, now's your chance. All your major online retailers will have deals to no end, but don't forget to take time and drive around town and check out what the businesses in your community are doing. Small business in America could use your support at this time in our recovery from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The ultimate foreign influence in our elections would allow illegal immigrants to vote in our elections. That's exactly what New York City is trying to do by allowing 800,000 illegals to vote, diluting the true value of the American voter. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax explains this is why the Biden administration has opened our border to the world.
I served in the New York State Assembly, so I know what the New York City people are thinking. And this is part of the plan. They've been interested in doing this for a long time. This is part of the plan. This is what they're doing. They're creating voters. This is why we have an open border. Now they're going to give the non-citizens the right to vote. They're going to tear down the very subject of our Constitution, which is to have citizenship, to have borders, to have freedom, because we all believe in the idea of a constitutional republic where freedom and individual rights are the most revered parts of that Constitution. They don't believe in that. They're globalists. It's why this movement is not just in the United States. I just returned from London and met with, an exchange with members of Parliament. You know, they're struggling with this whole concept of Brexit. The conservatives are for Brexit, and they remain the elites, like the Democratic elites there and here, are stunned. Why do the people not want to have, this centralized planning and this globalist type of society? Because that's not what they bargained for. It diminishes their rights, and they're doing this through voting, and voting is the most profound expression of our self-governance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? Kirk Cameron. Yes, TV, film actor, producer, known for family films like Saving Christmas, Mercy Rule, documentaries Unstoppable and Monumental, inspirational film Fireproof, also known for his memorable roles on ABC Growing Pains, the Left Behind movies, and co-host of the Way of the Master TV series with our good friend Ray Comfort. Kirk, you continue to stay busy, and if that's not enough, now you're hosting a TV talk show on TBN.
Hey, well, it's great to talk with you, Bill.
Always good.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm excited about this. It's a it's a TV show called Takeaways, and you know, I think it really came out of me feeling a little frustrated that I get to have all these really incredible conversations with fascinating, sharp, articulate, thoughtful people, often in backstage rooms, sort of behind the curtain or behind the camera. And I've always wanted other people to have access to the same kind of wisdom and truth. And that's why I love interviewing people. And so we decided to make a 52 episodes of a weekly show called Takeaways. With people like I'm interviewing Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk and Dinesh D'Souza and Mike Huckabee, my sister Candace Cameron, and others on topics from atheism to critical race theory to the role that story and music plays in shaping cultural narratives and all kinds of things. So I really hope that people tune in. I think they'll love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, a lot of what we do on our show, Kirk, is similar. I mean, you know, here we are talking with you, talking about cultural issues. You know, I was sharing with you earlier about your sister. You know, she really created, you know, a great moment for people of faith when she was courageous and bold enough. And, of course, you've always known her to be that way. She's at The View, not necessarily a friendly arena, but she's there standing and still standing and wearing the T-shirt that Jesus saves, bro. and I'll tell you, the response in Twitter land was outstanding. I mean, the people were so blessed by her courage.
Yeah. You know, I think that courage is something that is a rare commodity these days in a cancel culture.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to step on the politically correct landmine that people are afraid to say what they think. And it's understandable, right? But now more than ever, we need people of courage. We need people to stop camouflaging themselves and be the same person in public as they are in private.
And, you know, and I think that whether it's Chris Pratt, your sister, yourself, certainly you've been upfront and bold as well. You know, people are realizing just because it's Hollywood, it doesn't mean that you have to cater, you know, to the culture. I mean, we're going to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, but let's not forget about God. We have to honor God above all things. And when we consider where we are in this country today, I was sharing with someone else earlier today, Kirk, that, you know, the Bible's clear. It says when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, they're not rejoicing very much right now because there's not a lot of righteousness. But it really is incumbent upon people of faith to shine the light. I mean, this is what, you know, the people who are dealing in chaos right now, believe it or not, that's what they're looking for. They're looking to see the difference between people of faith and people of non-faith. And the other thing that came out is I said, look at, and I believe the churches should be just screaming this from the heaven. Maybe they're afraid to jinx it or something. I don't know what. But I have not heard, Kirk, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've not heard anywhere from any church that any church has been the ground central or the epicenter of any COVID outbreak. Have you heard of any spreading event coming out of any church in the United States?
No, I haven't, but I mean, you know, we're opening a whole can of worms here. I mean, this is
well, you're talking with Bill Martinez. So yes, welcome to our world. But this is what the truth does. Yeah. It causes you to confront these things, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a much larger narrative that is at play here, I believe, with all of my heart. And it's not some super spiritual Book of Revelations narrative as much as it is something that you can see clearly if you look at history and the history of the world and the nature of man, according to the Bible, is that we're desperately wicked. We're deceitful. It's deceitful above all things. And when you look at nations, and the global nature of governments today and economies today, the COVID pandemic has provided the perfect cover for those in places of power to divide us over everything. And we're divided economically. We're divided up over gender. We're divided up over race. We're divided up over vaccinated and unvaccinated. We're divided over gay and straight, over male and female, Democrat and Republican. And all of this has sent the world into the emergency authorization mode to basically do anything that they want.
Exactly.
And cancel anyone who stands in the way of that narrative. So we're living in a very dangerous time. And so when you talk about super spreader events, I mean, my goodness, I went out and stood on the sand at the edge of the ocean under a clear midnight sky and sang Christmas carols last year, and I was accused of hosting a super spreader event. This stuff just gets the only thing that really helps make sense of it is reading books like 1984 and understanding that these things are real. It's happened in history not that long ago, and a lot of our veterans understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Well, and Kirk, it's the Bible's clear. I mean, the Bible warned us that these things would happen, that there would be the day when, you know, good would be called evil, evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And in a lot of ways, we see this, and it's a, you know, I see it as a preconditioning.
Does that indict Chinese food?
I didn't want to go there. You see, now you want to open up that can of worms now.
Are you saying Revelation forbids Chinese food?
you're too funny. I mean, oh, you just wanted to get even because I said, welcome to the can of worms of Bill Martinez, right? Okay, that's fair. No, I'm not saying that, but go ahead.
I know. I'm just playing with you. It's fun to be able to joke around like this. Listen, wait a minute, real quick though.
See, this is important. See, that people need to understand. People of faith can joke around. We can have fun. If you notice, I mean, a lot of comedians, they don't want to go anywhere where the left is predominant because they've lost their funny. They don't know how to laugh. And that's, you know, to me as fellow human beings, that's really sad. And I feel for them. So, yes, I love humor and I love a good tease. Not like you and your sister ever teased one another. You and I talked about that the last time, right?
Well, you know, one of my goals through the TV show Takeaways and other projects that I'm doing is I want members of the family of faith to understand that rather than running away from the culture, I don't think God gave us a retreat mandate. Mm-hmm. I think He gave us a infiltrate and occupy mandate.
Right.
my world, it's good. God told Adam to tend and keep the garden. I think the point is for the glory of the knowledge of the Lord to cover the land like the waters fill the seas.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Kirk Cameron after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Kirk Cameron continues, talking about his new TV weekly series, 52 airings, so one day of the week, every Monday, right? Mondays at, is it 9 p.m. Pacific time? Is that when it airs on TBN? Yes.
It is Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. p.m. Pacific.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, right. Okay. And that's on TBN. It's Takeaways with Kirk Cameron. Kirk, as you were saying before we went to break, and this is so key, God told us to be fruitful and multiply. And I don't think that was a suggestion. And it was definitely a command that came with the empowerment to do that. And I think what you bring up is a challenge for all of us to pause just a moment and just saying, how are we doing in that commandment from our Father? How are we doing with being about the Father's business here?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And some of my favorite heroes of history are the pilgrims, those brave men and women who understood from reading the Geneva Bible that had been printed through the printing press, sort of a miracle in history. They were able to then read and study the Bible, and their conclusion after reading the Bible and all the prophecies was not that, oh no, the end is near, let's tuck our head between our knees and cry in our Chick-fil-A soup because Satan's ruling the place.
Right.
They said, wait a minute, the gospel has victory written all over it, and our hope is in the power of God working through us, applying God's word to every sphere of life. They got on a boat. They went to Holland and spent 12 years with their pastor studying the ancient Hebrew Republic under Moses, and then took those principles on the Mayflower to the New World and set up a brand new mini republic. They wrote the Mayflower Compact, which became the template for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And they created a system that was based on the scriptures that has liberated more men and more women and more families and more institutions than anywhere else on earth. And I want us to get back to that victorious, comprehensive application of God's word to every aspect of culture so that we can liberate our country, not expect decline, but expect more flourishing in the future that is based on godliness, so our kids have a great country to live in.
You know, to hear you talk about this, what comes to mind here, Kirk, is that, you know, when the ships, you know, embarked for a new land with a hope and a prayer to God after, as you said, 12 years of study and Salem moments of really meditating on God's authority and power, and here it is, you know, in that, in a sense, it's kind of like a different Ark of the Covenant, wasn't it? I mean, here they come with these ships and beholding this prayer and this and this hope and promise from God that God, could you answer this prayer for us? Can you give us a place where we can worship you freely? And to me, when I think about these pilgrims, to me, these are the original founding fathers of this country and this great American idea. All bathed in faith, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. That's why we call them the forefathers. And the forefathers had a founding father of the forefathers, John Robbins, pastor, who followed this stuff. And they came over here with a victorious view of the future, not a pessimistic, negative view, because, again, they realized that by reading the Bible that Jesus had conquered death and hell. He had the keys to the kingdom. All authority had been given to him. And he said, now go disciple the nations, and I'll be with you to the end of the earth. And so their view was that God was using them on his wave of victorious history to build godly nations through evangelism and discipleship. And so that's why they came here. And they even said in the Mayflower Compact what their four reasons were. It was to take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. They wanted to save their children from a pagan culture. They wanted to be successful so that other people would see their liberty and see their freedom and prosperity and ability to be generous and share and give to others and then come join them.
Exactly.
And they knew that at the end of the day, they probably would be able to finish the job, but believed if we can be but stepping stones for our children and grandchildren to complete the task, then we're willing to sacrifice our lives to get it done.
And that prayer echoes verbatim to this day, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And that's what we need. I feel like the last 50 years, we've had so much so much prosperity, so much ease, that within the church, many of us have fallen asleep. Mm. And sleep's not necessarily a bad thing. We need about 7 or 8 hours of it every day. Mm. But if we're when evil is advancing, then we can expect to, you know, we sow the wind, we reap the whirlwind. We've got enough trouble even within the church that we need to repent of, and yes, we need to turn back to God, and we need to begin to step up and do what God has said. And if we do that, and if we're trusting God, I believe He hears our prayers, and He will heal our land.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're in the book of Revelations here, and Jesus is going in, and he gives an evaluation of the churches. And the churches today need to reread those critical chapters and measure themselves to see where did they stand in light of those churches that God had indicted. And it's not to, like the Bible says, If you have wisdom, you will accept the rebuke and be all the better for it. But if you're, you know, so self-inclined and self-ingratiated, then it's going to fall on deaf ears. And my prayer is the church would have an open mind to the Word of God in such a way that we would return to Him. As you say, God is ever redeeming, ever forgiving, and all He says is, come to me. Come to me. You know, you got to admit, you got to confess where you are right now. Let's renew our relationship. I can't do it if you're lying. You've got to be honest. Let's be vulnerable with the Father. And he says that He will forgive us and heal our land, as you say. I mean, the promise is still there from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Sometimes people say, oh, we've heard that time and again. Well, you haven't heard it enough. We need to hear it to where we are acting it out, actually, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my hope with this new show, Takeaways, is to actually give people actionable takeaways from these conversations, so that it's not just a couple of talking heads pontificating about great ideas, but we can say, okay, if atheism is alive and well within key institutions that are influencing our children, what can we do to combat that and replace it with strong, rich, robust faith? And Dennis Prager and I talked about that, and then give two or three takeaways of what we can do. Or talking with my sister Candace Cameron, or with Charlie Kirk about religious freedom, or how we can use the arts to shape culture. What are those action items
exactly
that you and I can do today, or this week, or this month to really make a difference?
Well, that's the opportunity, and but for the hand of God, this would not be happening, Kirk Cameron. And I'm excited that you've come on the show, that we're able to talk about this, able to talk about takeaways, and hopefully our conversation has been an encouragement and an inspiration to others to realize that God is still on the throne. He's a redeeming God. He loves you. He loves you so much, and that He wants the best for all of us, and He wants us to come home, Kirk. And this is His call, you know, come home to God. Let's come to, you know, and realize His forgiveness. And here we are ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. And maybe we can celebrate Thanksgiving in the spirit in the same way the pilgrims did in that first Thanksgiving, when they all came together as a community, as with all its diversity, and be thankful for the hand of God on their lives. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. I love this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. Not only does the air just smell good with all of the pumpkin pies and with all of the Christmas cookies and the music and Bing Crosby and all the hymns and carols. I love that. It reminds me of the most important thing. The greatest of these things is love.
Yeah.
The Bible says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances.
Takeaways with Kirk Cameron airs on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on TBN. Kirk Cameron, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it. God bless, brother.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California, Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, hey, can you smell it in the air already? Are you starting to feel that the holiday season is quickly approaching? And there's no question that the hustle and bustle can pose health risks, especially as we continue to navigate the ever-evolving COVID-19 landscape, right? Well, joining us today with some timely tips for staying COVID-conscious is Dr. Saida Amna. And she's a pediatrician and a mother. And Dr. Amna has teamed up with Abbott to tell us about their, Binax Now self-test? You're going to have to correct me. It's a COVID-19 test that can be done at home as families look to keep themselves and their children healthy over the next few months. Dr. Saida, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Okay, so correct me. Is it Binax Now? Did I say that correctly, the self-test?
You said that correctly. Perfect.
Okay, good. Well, we're all looking forward to bringing back our holiday traditions, which can, you know, make it easy to forget the potential health risks. So what are those risks that we should be aware of when gathering at the holidays?
Great question. And I have to say, I think I'm so happy that the holidays are looking so much more similarly to what we've seen in the past. And a lot of that is due to the high number of vaccinated individuals that we have. But we have to remember that in the winter, we we see viruses becoming a little bit more hardier, a little bit more resistant, or more likely to gather indoors. Everybody might have varying levels of precautions that they've taken. And, of course, you have to remember, Bill, that a good number of children still aren't vaccinated. In that case, I think you have to remember that more data is always helpful. And the Binax Now self-test gives us that peace of mind when, for example, you want to conduct frequent testing before the holidays.
What about, you say that we want all the information, and I think you're exactly right, and I agree with you 100%, Dr. Saida, and I think this will help, but one of the things that seems to be missing from the conversation is the number, the millions of people who are naturally immune, people who have had contact with COVID, maybe didn't go to a doctor, but their T cells, immunity, as we've been studying, look pretty healthy and pretty strong, and the doctors and the scientists are still trying to figure out how long that natural immunity will last. Initially, I think Dr. Fauci said somewhere maybe 4 or 5 months, but I can tell you personally, in my case, it's 8, 9 months and going strong. But I can tell you also that our audience is looking forward to more information in that particular arena. Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, for sure. I think that, just like you said, we don't have enough data, but the data we have doesn't really seem to line up. Some people might have antibodies 8 to 9 months. Some might have it for 3 months. Some have it as short as 8 weeks. And as you well know, that is a much riskier way to obtain immunity. Unfortunately, that way can land us in the hospital, can also spread COVID to others, and that's what we don't want, which is, again, why frequent testing is so important in addition to the other safeguards we have, like vaccines, hand washing, mask wearing when appropriate.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that we've learned a lot through this process in, almost 2 years now in terms of upping our hygiene game, like you said, social distancing, hand washing, you know, common sense things that our grandmothers used to yell at us all the time about, right? And so I think that that's a welcome reintroduction into our culture to be more health conscious to this end. And I got to give the American people a strong, if not an A, at least a B+. For moving in the right direction. What do you think?
For sure. I agree. We want to be able to trust science, trust the resources we have, and that's why something like the Binax Now subtest is so helpful, because not only is it a great resource, it's readily available and easily affordable for so many American families.
Yeah, and I would agree. The Binax, this Binax test is awesome that we have something like this, the self-test available, because it takes the questions and the opinions out of the way, and it gives us something to work with so that, parents can have peace of mind, and, we can stay on top of our immunity game here. Can you discuss some of the ways that parents and families can remain COVID conscious as they navigate the holiday season, including the Binax Now self-test?
Yes, definitely. So first of all, just like we've discussed, vaccination is an important part of the strategy to really contain and mitigate this virus. Frequent testing is also helpful to give that peace of mind to families. Especially, let's say, if you're traveling for the holidays, Bill, I'm going to say that as a mother to young children, of course, the car is the safest way that you can kind of contain your germs to yourself, make sure you're not interacting with those who don't know what their safety precaution levels are. But if you do travel by plane, it's a good idea to perhaps take the test before you leave, after you arrive home, gives you that great data, that peace of mind that you need. In addition, wearing the mask if you're over 2 years of age, frequent hand washing is helpful. And then when it comes to the test itself, you get 2 tests within each box, which is a great price. I think especially when it comes to being readily available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, you can find this test for the low price of $23.99. You can get results within 15 minutes. It is self-administered. Except obviously when you have a child, we'd want you to be able to have an adult administer that on a child. And the test is approved to be used on children 2 years of age and up.
Wow, that's great. And you mentioned traveling in a car. I mean, we know that the airline industry has done a great job. They have super cleaned out these planes. They've got the technology now that they've installed new air vents and that sort of thing to clarify the air. So they've done an excellent job in upping their game. But even as you travel in a car, you know, we shouldn't take for granted, you know, we need to be cautious about cleaning the areas in the car as well, right?
Well, You have to remember how the virus spreads. The virus spreads via droplet. So you're right that in an airplane, the air is turbulent, so it's actually moving through very quickly, less likely perhaps to actually, you know, be in contact and spread upon you with mask wearing as appropriate. When you're in the car and you're, for example, with your family, it's not going to really perhaps spread as much if you are all vaccinated, all have the same safety levels of precaution. Does that seem to make a little bit of sense? So it's not going to necessarily spread by other methods, unless somebody was sick, sneezed on a surface, you touched that surface, and then touched your nose or mouth. Again, hand hygiene. So it all goes back to the basics.
Exactly. So what should you do if you develop symptoms after attending a holiday event?
Good question, Bill. I'm glad you asked. So one thing that we in pediatrics always go over and talk to families about is that you really can't differentiate COVID symptoms from the common cold or from the flu. Sometimes they'll present with fever. It can present with those respiratory symptoms, cough, nasal congestion, runny nose, shortness of breath. It could present with full body symptoms, muscle aches, body aches. So more data is always helpful. That's why being able to contact your doctor who can then further guide you if you need to come in to be seen or perhaps get something like a Binax Now self-test, that would be a good choice that you could perhaps test yourself at home, know whether you are developing COVID or have COVID versus something that's a non-COVID respiratory virus.
Exactly. We're talking with Dr. Saida Amna, MD, pediatrician and children's author. Dr. Saida, again, we have to continue, and I agree with you, continue testing when, in spite of how many people have been vaccinated. This testing, this testing program that is available now is, I believe, is a game changer, don't you believe?
I definitely think that this, when it comes to providing peace of mind to families as they make these decisions in the holidays and choose to gather indoors, be around others, travel, it definitely is a game changer. It makes, you know, kind of making these decisions and protecting not just ourselves, but those around us, which is, just like you said, going back to what our grandmas taught us, it's very important, right? We want to not only protect ourselves, but protect those around us who might be more vulnerable.
Well, Dr. Saida, where can we find the Binax Now self-test and get more information?
Sure, that's a great question. So, again, the self-test is available at Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, all of those major retailers for the price of $23.99. It is HSA and FSA eligible, which is really nice when it comes to the end of the year, I think. And if you'd like to find out more, you can always visit the website, www.binaxnow-selftest.abbott.
Dr. Saida Amna, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the great information. Appreciate it. Have a great and safe holiday, okay?
You too. Thanks, Bill.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the Crown Financial Ministries CEO, Chuck Bentley, the one and only, with us to talk about the vax mandate and how it could be affecting your finances. Chuck, good to have you back with us. How you been?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's always good to be with you. You're the actual one and only, not me.
That's too kind of you, really. But I'll tell you, your legacy is well-deserved. And whenever I get around your brilliance, I'm blessed. And I know our audience will be as well, because we're talking about some practical issues here. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. You know, I'm amazed that we had something like over 4 million people leave their jobs voluntarily in this past month, and you go, wait a minute, we're at a time gas prices, you know, going up, inflation is going up, and 4 million people leave the job and go, where are they going? How are they going to afford, you know, Thanksgiving dinner that was supposed to, you know, according to the president, cost us 16 cents less? I think that 16 cents has left the building a long time ago because we know reality. But, you know, these things are real, and the effect of these vax mandates that are having on everyday citizens, Chuck, there's a lot of pain here.
Well, that number of people leaving the workforce, I actually drilled down on that, Bill, and studied a little closer. Part of it is the largest exit of females in the workplace since the 60s.
Wow.
Women are going back home largely due to complexities created by COVID. It has just been too difficult for them to maintain a job and childcare and with all of the challenges and the fact that they felt like they weren't making much headway. Females decided no more. They're just going to stay home. And then secondly, seniors decided they were close to retirement, Maybe they were boomers like me, and they said, you know, this is a good time to exit. So Goldman Sachs said they don't think that about 60% of those people will ever come back to the workforce. So this labor shortage is going to go on for a while. And it seems like because of that, it's a really bad time to add to the misery by this vaccine mandate, where now you're seeing people who are standing up for their conscience on the decision that they believe they should have the liberty to make, losing their jobs. I'm having people contact me who are federal contractors, some airline pilots, people in the military. And then if you're in a private industry that employs more than 100 people, you're subject to this mandate. And they're really struggling with what to do next. And I've been trying to give them wise financial counsel.
Chuck, at the base of all this, it's so disheartening that they're using, I say they're, these forces, and I would say even demonic forces that are pitting us against one another over this vaccine, when there's so many questions still that really, by definition, the experts tell me, really isn't a true vaccine by definition. It's, you know, typical of what oppressive governments will do, and that is they will rewrite the definition of words and purposes and lead us down the yellow brick road of deception. And this is also problematic in this war on this pandemic, is that we've been so deceived.
Well, the enemy's trying to divide us on every issue today, and many people are falling for this we versus they construct. It's sort of a tribalistic view of the world, as opposed to seeing one another as people created in God's image. I know people on both sides of this issue who are very bright, godly people. Some have chosen to be vaccinated, and we shouldn't throw eggs at them for that decision that they had the freedom to make. Nor should we throw people under the bus and cancel them because they've made a different decision according to their conscience. And I think that, especially in the body of Christ, we should stop judging one another over this issue and talk and understand. There is evidence to support that there the cases where the vaccine seems to be helpful and cases where it doesn't seem to be helpful. And I'm not an expert on the science or the medicine behind it, but I am an expert on helping people with the financial ramifications of this mandate. That's what people have been writing me about, Bill.
Exactly. So how do we prepare, Chuck, to possibly lose our job in light of COVID? What should we be doing?
Well, I think the first line of defense is to appeal to your employer to ask it to work remotely. The mandate says that companies should make reasonable accommodations for any employee who objects to the vaccine. So working remotely in today's world should be a good option, or to agree to get tested weekly. Now, that's an onerous obligation that you would submit yourself to, but it may be a way to protect your job. And I always ask people if they've taken those two steps. And certainly, if they have and there has not been a reasonable accommodation, then possibly they're being wrongly terminated. And then, of course, people are trying to seek a religious exemption. Some cases that is not working very well. I've had a number of people show me the letters they've written that have just been rejected outright. And I think there's other more successful options, and that's to appeal to your employer on the basis of voluntary consent, the freedom of choice, that God gave us the right to have a freedom to make a decision determine the outcome of our own health. Yeah. And there are people that have been successful appealing to their employer on this basis.
And the thing is that the testing that they have available now, Chuck, I think it's like for $23, you can get it at CVS or Walgreens, and that gives you two tests per package. And so, you know, it's not impossible if that's one of the considerations that will give your employer some peace of mind. Again, you know, the employer doesn't want to lose you either. I mean, you're an asset. And what's happening with some people is they're moving out of companies that want to force the mandate. But I believe it's at the expense of some quality people. And the cream always rises. In my experience, Chuck, it always finds a place to land and will do very well. And, you know, as I often tell people, I've become a but God Christian, and people go, but God, what do you mean? And I said, well, whenever, you know, travail happens and it seems like there's no out, you always have but God. But God comes in and finds a better way and shows us a better way in this process. So, you know, we will remain hopeful and trust the hand of God. That, you know, COVID is not surprising God. God knows what's going on. And we need to be open, you know, for the possibilities of God's hand and in movement in our lives, maybe for a better opportunity. Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, it's such a large number. And I had not heard that number before of women being a big part of that 4 million plus people leaving. You know, women are so creative. I mean, and in this gig economy that we have available, watch a surprising amount of new businesses that come out as a result of women working from their homes.
Oh, I think that's a great insight, Bill. And I totally agree with you that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Mm-hmm. The government is not our provider. A federal contractor is not our provider. An airline is not our provider. God is our provider. And I've counseled with some of these couples who are just really suffering because they feel rejected. They feel like they somehow failed their family for standing up for their own decision on conscience, whether or not to be vaccinated. And yet I've also seen God provide. And as you pointed out, this is an opportunity to trust God. This is when his principles come into play, because that's when they're needed most, when something is really on the line. And I have seen God provide for people to actually lead them to something better than what they're being terminated from.
Well, God says he's looking for people of faith. And this is a time for us, you know, for our faith to be tested. And I can appreciate it, because when you're in the squeeze and it's you and God and you're at the end, you know, the last part of the branch on that tree and it's bending, we've all been there. And we all have testimonies of what happens and how God delivers us. And maybe we just need to be reminded that he's been there, just as you said, as Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, that he's been there time and time again. And I got to tell you, Chuck, I'm hearing some great stories like this, just like what you just shared with us. And I think more yet to come as we exercise our faith, because we're told it is our faith that pleases God, isn't it?
No doubt about that. And I like to say, a pastor friend of mine once said that everybody wants to experience a miracle. They want to feel the supernatural power of God move in their lives. They just don't want to be in a position to need a miracle. And so what happens to us in this situation is we need God and we need his faithfulness. And no matter what happens in your employment, you're never separated from the faithfulness of God. He guides us through storms. He takes care of our needs. He understands them better than our employer does. I've actually seen the testing of faith bond families together. They become closer as they recognize that they're in desperate need of God and his provision. And it's really been a beautiful thing to walk through with some of these families.
I'll tell you, I love this time of year. It's a time of thankfulness and gratitude that leads us into the perfect gift that God gave us over 2,000 years ago to secure and seal our redemption and salvation. And there's so much to be thankful for. Well, Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries, your blog, where can they go to get more information, Chuck?
Crown.org. Ask Chuck. I wrote an article called I May Lose My Job Over the Vax Mandate. People can find my advice there and many other articles that I write each week.
Well, Chuck, God bless you. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
And same to you, Bill. Always appreciate being with you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay.
also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you a